Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grant. I'm joined today by Nick Feldman. He's the associate pastor at Pontiac Bible Church. Good morning.
Good morning, Cynthia.
He is here today to talk about Pontiac's Easter egg hunt happening March 31st. So where is this going to be? What time? And what other information do people need to know if they would like to be involved?
Yeah, so it's coming up. It's going to be, I imagine, this Saturday. It's going to be March 31st. And so we're doing it from 9 to 11 in the morning. And we're going to be having different flights. So depending on the age of the kids, they're not all going at once. We're expecting a whole lot of kids coming because we're opening it up to all of Pontiac, all the surrounding areas. We've had flyers in Fairbury, Shenandoah. If people are wanting to be involved, the best thing they should do is just show up.
Very cool. So is this just, I hate to say just an Easter egg hunt, because an Easter egg hunt is a big deal to
it
the kids.
Is.
Is there anything else going on, or do you just set the kids loose to find Easter eggs?
Absolutely. So this is not just an Easter egg hunt. We think that there's a lot of time and a lot of effort that's gone into it. So there are going to be over 10,000 eggs at this. And so we're expecting that we're going to have more than enough for kids to be able to have fun. In addition to the actual Easter egg hunts that will be going on for different age kids, we are going to have some special prizes and those sorts of things that will be going on. And we have some really fun games we're looking forward to. So there's some games that make sense for kids. There's some crafts and there's some like smaller bunny hops, which is, you know, kind of like hopscotch, but absolutely not like hopscotch because it's Easter hopscotch, which is bunny hopscotch. And so we've got that, but we've also, even for some older kids or for grown-ups, I think everyone can appreciate a three-person Easter egg slingshot with a really big target you can be aiming at.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think that we've got plenty of things that we're going to be able to be doing for fun, and we're really looking forward to having a blast.
I'm sitting here cracking up. You guys can't see me, but I'm laughing because he just painted this colorful picture in my head about bunny hops and slingshots. I'm going to have to take my daughter to this. She's 10. What ages are we talking about?
We're talking everybody. So, I mean, we know we are going to have our final flight of kids who are going to be able to go out is just going to be labeled 10 and up. Mm-hmm. And so that one's going to have the oldest kids. They're going to have the most room to run, and there's going to be a lot of stuff out there, and there's going to be the most golden eggs for those kids. And while they're waiting, we're going to have a field on the side. Some kids are going to be playing Frisbee, and we're going to have stuff going on the whole time. So there shouldn't be any dull moments. We've got a whole lot of donuts coming. We've got the new Cup and the Scone. Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
All right, so I love the Cup and the Scone. So
there are neighbors here, so yeah, we had to have gone by there.
They've got great stuff. So they actually are donating several hundred cups of coffee. We're having a whole lot of coffee that morning. And so I'm imagining that people are going to have enough things to do to keep themselves occupied.
At least enough energy to keep themselves
occupied. Absolutely.
So I'm hearing all these awesome things you have planned today. How much does it cost to be involved with this?
Incredible question. So, yeah, so it's free. This is just a gift to the community. Really, the goal with PBC is just to try and have something for the community. Everybody can come be involved. There's no agenda. There's no push. We just care about Pontiac. We care about the surrounding areas. We're just trying to have a lot of fun. And we know Easter's a time when people do a lot of really great family stuff. We'd love to be a part of it. And so that's all we're doing.
So what are the times again on the 31st?
Mm-hmm, it's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And those 2 hours, we're imagining there's going to be enough fun to keep you busy for the whole time.
You're fairly easy place to find out on 116. Mm-hmm. Can you tell people how to get there?
Best landmark is think Walmart. Mm-hmm. We're directly across from the Walmart. So the address is 1611 West Reynolds, but you'll see the sign. And if you see Walmart, you'll see us. We're directly across the street.
Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about the day, the entire Easter egg hunt, the slingshots? I have to go see this.
You have to go and participate, actually. I want you to do this slingshot. Yeah, no, not much else to say. Just really excited. Anybody who's listening, you're welcome to come. If you know other families or people who have younger kids, older kids, or if you're just in the mood for some free coffee and donuts, we'd love to have you. You're welcome to come out there. We're really excited about Easter weekend as a whole.
Well, very good. We've been speaking with Nick Feldman. He is the associate pastor for the Pontiac Bible Church. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Absolutely. It was a joy. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Graff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.